churches and we would take them home for Sunday dinner.
Yes.
That was in
yes.
the late 50s, so.
But I remember going up there a couple of times with Mr. Bryson, who was the physical ed.
In the high school?
At the Lyman School. I remember going up there maybe once or twice to swim in the pool, but that's about the only contact.
That was a beautiful pool.
It's a lovely pool.
It's still there.
Yes, I know, and isn't that a shame? It's never been used.
When they closed it down. I don't really know what they have the Lyman School Disposition Project, you know, and the state is turning it over to the Y and the, you know, the recreation and the Nathan Fisher House and some of these other, the Fish and Game and the DPW and all. So it's quite interesting. Some of those buildings are beautiful because they were built.
Well,
1867.
When they ceased to have it, those buildings were still in very good condition.
Oh, yes.
You know.
Especially the brick ones there, and they're beautiful architecture. You know, look at the way the moldings and the windows.
But when you stop and think what was up there, they had a bakery. There was a farm there.
They were self-sufficient.
They had their own mill, you know, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And workshop.
And they taught them, some of the pictures that I've seen, they taught them printing and tinsmithing
and manual training.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. LaSalle was a manual training teacher there. Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful area. I mean, it was just beautiful, the area.
Well, it really almost looked like a private school if you didn't know what it was, you know.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, they weren't hardened criminals as we think of.
No.
A lot of these boys were just left on the streets.
Many of them, too, came from horrible homes, don't you know?
Yes.
Background was.
Yes.
The
father was an alcoholic and there was no money. You know.
Yeah. Well, petty theft and stuff like that. Don't you think most of them probably landed in there?
Yes.
And, you know, stuff like that, I think. I don't know.
They talked about that. They stole the tires and things like that. But
I don't know if they were too bad.
No.
I don't think.
Anything you read about it, it was more of to, we bandy that word around, but it was sort of to restoration and recycling of these boys and teaching them.
It was just to give them another start, and many of them were pretty successful when they came out. I was told.
Well, you know,
many of them. I won't say there was a big percentage of them, but some of them.
Well, you know, Elwood Hennessy's father was a master of one of the cottages.
Yes, he
and he gave to the library here, and we have it in the file, some of the letters that he received from the boys, the grandfather. Bob's grandfather.
Bob's grandfather.
Yeah, Elwood. So.
I remember he worked up there for years.
Yes. Yeah.
And he lived to be very old.
Yes.
Yes.
And how about town meeting? And were you one that, you said you worked in the town hall.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, they were quite lively. They were.
And they still are.
I never remember, but the odd part of it was when I was young and we'd sit in the balcony, we were allowed to.
Yes.
You know.
This was in town hall.
In town hall. The odd part of it was, as I look back, I never remember too many women speaking their, giving any
opinions.
Type of, no, input at all. I don't think they did, Jackie.
Well, somebody told me one time about somebody telling a woman to sit down and shut up, and the moderator said something or other, and he said, I've got every right that she's my wife. I thought, I don't know.
In later years, there was, sometimes there'd be quite a bit of confusion. Mr. Hennessy was an excellent moderator. Mm-hmm. Mr. Hennessy.
Mm-hmm. This is Dr. Bob's
father.
Elwood.
And I can't think of who, I don't know the moderator before that, but, I can remember the heaviest discussions on what you and I consider the most minor things now that loomed pretty big at the time, and but they did accomplish a lot.
Oh yes.
And they went through those articles quite.
Yeah. Well, of course, your moderator moves it along often. You know, if you have one that he doesn't let the next speaker be redundant or say the same things over again, you know.
Well, so. I can remember that. They were never dull.
No, they certainly
aren't. No, you know, and...
And people, in a nucleus like this in a small town, people are very interested in what's happening within. So
I haven't been lately, but I used to go after, you know, every time there was, and because it was interesting.
Oh yes,
in a way.
I think it's very interesting.
But frequently there'd be a small group that would make decisions.
Yes.
Long
yes.
before the meeting.
Oh yes. Oh, definitely, and that's the way they would persuade.
Persuade.
Everybody
yeah.
to vote.
That's
know.
True.
Yeah.
But, yes, I can remember, and I used to go, if there was a meet, if I had, I used to have to go to a Water Commissioner meeting every Friday night, you see, and if, and if there was anything going on, I'd go to it in the town hall, too. But that wasn't a difficult job, it was an interesting one.
I don't think it would be.
It wasn't difficult at all.
And then Ducky did the cemetery.
Yeah,
the
for
cemetery
about
commission.
20 years. And some people, once in a while, he gets a call now.
Does he? Yes, I've talked to him
about a lot that someone wants to know. It happened a couple of weeks ago.
Did it?
Yes.
Yeah.
He told them who to go to and they'd be well taken care of and so forth. And so but I don't know, Jackie. He did that for quite some time. But I... Time has come. We're old now, Jackie. It's time.
We didn't. Well, you're not old in spirit or outlook, but it is time to kind of rest on your laurels, so to speak.
Yes.
And the things, you know,
you've
done your share. More than that.
There's lots of things that I haven't done. I don't think I've been as active church-wise as I once was.
No.
But that.
But each in its own time, you know.
Right. Yes, I was far more active than I am now. Right. I can't tell you why I'm not.
No, I can't either. I just, you know,
can
never
you?
A door, no, never a door open, it closes and another one doesn't open. It seems to me that it fills in with other things.
I guess you're right. I guess you're right.
And maybe that was the time that we found with my husband and myself that was the only time that we had, and we'd go for a walk or we, you know, because he was in retail sales like your husband.
Yes, and well, I don't know.
And the women's club and well, all right. Thank you very much, and for sharing all of your thoughts and the lovely things that you remember. And you've said some, told us some things that we didn't know before. And this is why these are so important, Anne.
They are?
Well, surely, because it's lost if you don't tell me about it. Because you remember a facet or something that nobody else remembers in your childhood or your growing years.
I don't think I've given enough information.
Yes, you have. You've talked about the horses and riding down Route 9 and all of these things in the future. Everybody will say,
yeah, but
my
I can
goodness.
Think of someone sitting here and having all this vast information and just letting it out.
No, because that isn't what an oral history is. An oral history is a personal remembrance of the town in which you grew up. It's not your scholarly type of thing. It's the kind of things that
you mean. It's more of an informal, casual thing.
Yes, and it's more like you remember the ice cream and how delicious it was at Winchenbach's or at Thompson's, and that you worked in the town hall, you know, and that you went, as I said, and rode, and that you played tennis at the golf, you know, at the golf club. So that's the kind of things that are important, because the history books write the other. But the personal.
But this is the reason why any old timer that's still in existence. That's the reason. That's the reason you're getting these little bits and pieces. Yes. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And the apple orchards that are disappearing, the farms that no longer are here.
Isn't it a beauty?
Yes, and so that's why. So I thank you.
Well, now,